like to welcome everybody to the December 8th Select Board meeting, and would you all join me as we pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, roll call.
Stephanie.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect. We have approval of 2 minutes, November 10th and the 19th.
I move the minutes from November 10th be accepted and presented.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Perfect.
I move the minutes for November 19th be accepted as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor?
It was the 19th.
Steph?
Steph.
Tax rate?
Sue.
Warren.
Brian. Thank you.
Abstain from that one.
Okay. Very good. All right. Department reports. Highway.
All right. So for the month of November, a couple of the kind of wave top stuff. We did do some dead and hazardous tree cutting on Brown Road and also Depot Road. We did brush cutting on Depot Road. We trucked winter stockpile just in preparation for winter. We did do our first two spreader runs, and then we did a little bit of patching. That's all I have. Any questions for you guys?
How did everything go for a storm?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, there's always hiccups the first time. I mean, you can check your truck over as best as you can. There's always one or two things that may happen, but it just kind of gets you dialed in. I actually think it's going to be a relatively busy winter.
You think so?
Judging by last week.
Yeah.
It's been pretty cold.
I know. This is cold for November.
And it was a kind of just a nice little tune-up storm. Last week really, in general, was because we actually got quite a bit of precipitation last week.
Right. How'd the dirt roads hold up, plowing? Were they...
They're frozen.
Were they frozen?
I don't think we've ever plowed... beginning of December and had them plow like they plowed this last storm. I mean,
that's
they
good.
Were, it was perfect.
I know, that first storm was always tricky on the dirt roads.
I've never had it be like that before. I mean, it really has been cold.
Good.
I mean, our roads were better than the state roads. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the state. I don't know what's happened, but they've kind of fallen off the last couple of years. Yeah. Good. Has anybody got anything else for the road agent?
No. Good.
Thank you. Police.
All right. So, we've had a really good month. We did our use of force training this month. We also did a medical, first responder medical course that was taught by one of our officers. that was our training, and we're still doing the CALEA, the accreditation process through the academy. My lieutenant has been doing regular meetings with the academy. A safety reminder I'd like to tell people about, Jessica's Law, being with the first snowstorm, right? We see it, trust me. It falls under negligent driving. If you like to not clear the snow off your vehicle, you can get yourself a $310 ticket.
Nice.
Trust me, I've seen it all with when it comes to the snow. Just, you know, for people out there, just make sure you're cleaning off the car. I know it can be difficult with the roof racks, things like that. If it comes off, it can do a lot of harm to somebody. And that's the whole point of that law. So we've seen it. We dealt with a lot of accidents on the first two snowstorms. Officer Denny had to deal with 7 cars out on the highway to help out state police. Then after the last snowstorm, we had like a 4-car pileup out there. So it's been a good time.
It's almost inevitable. It's crashes out there. Oh,
yeah. Man. Yeah. Well, speed and following too close generally have a big factor in it, right?
Well, the roads were bad that first night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give yourself plenty
to dry
of space.
Oh, I completely agree.
And ACO calls, we had a total of 6 last month. Arrests, we had 8.
Hmm.
Overall calls, we had 646 calls. We conducted 206 motor vehicle stops. We did 239 building checks, security checks. The vehicles, no major issues with the vehicle. The ACO vehicle, I put a new battery in it to get it to move around, and I think I have a starter issue with it now. So that car's got 147,000 miles on it. We'll get it moving, and then we'll get it out of here. So
that's an Explorer?
Yeah, it's an older one. anything over 60 on those things sometimes, they're not the greatest. But all the other cars pretty good. Put new snow tires on them, so they're all handling very well. I'd also like to add, on December 12th, we're doing Christmas with the cops from 4 to 7 with the Rockingham Chamber of Commerce for Toys for Tots. We'll have the PD side with hot cocoa and our Toys for Tots boxes out there, and we'll be out there for a few hours collecting toys.
Nice.
People have been very generous. We've gotten a lot already. Here Springs Church donated a bunch. The Chester Run Gun Club donated a bunch. And I just walked into a bunch more sitting over in the PD. So
nice.
We'll deliver all those to the pod and dairy on Monday. So that's the plan with that.
Great.
What's the plan for the ACO car?
What's the plan for it? I'm probably going to put it out to pasture. I'm just looking for... I had someone worked out to buy it, but they don't buy old cruisers anymore. So we're either looking at Copart or Gov deals to get the money back in the car.
Okay. Will Copart give us anything for it?
Not really. I think the last time they did that was before me. They'll take it.
Okay.
But I know on Gov deals we can try to put it up there and get a little money for the vehicle. It runs. It's, you know, it just needs a little work. But generally people will buy all the old police cars and we can put that back in the general fund.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody got anything else for the chief?
No.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fire department.
Fire. We had their highlights, regular truck and building maintenance, EMS training, and alarm system training. Okay. We had one building fire call, 28 EMS calls excluding vehicle accident with injury. We had 4 motor vehicle accidents with injuries. 5 motor vehicle accidents with no injuries, 1 carbon monoxide incident, 1 electrical wiring equipment problem, 1 lockout, 1 for public service assistance, other. Then we had 1 public service. We had 6 dispatched and canceled en route, 1 no incident found on arrival at dispatch address. Alarm system activations, no fire, unintentional, 2. Total EMS incidents, 37. Total fire, 15. 1 carbon monoxide. Aid given was a total of 8. Aid received was a total of 6. We had 4 overlapping calls, which was 7.69%. Lights and siren, average response time from dispatch to arrival. EMS was 10 minutes, 7 seconds. Fire was 12 minutes, 42 seconds. Average for all calls, 10 minutes, 12 seconds. Lights and siren, average turnout time, dispatch to en route. EMS was 3 minutes, 50 seconds. Fire was 6 minutes, 9 seconds. Average for those calls was 3 minutes, 45 seconds. Average time on scene for Candia Fire Rescue was 20 minutes, 23 seconds.
It's still pretty good response time, huh?
Yeah, for getting people out of bed and or off the job or...
anybody have anything else for fire?
No.
Okay.
We have our chief retiring on the 31st, correct?
Yep. Yes.
Do we... hold a little, farewell.
He loves parties.
Yeah.
I think that's being addressed.
Okay. I just didn't know what we usually do with retirements.
Yeah, I think we're going to be discussing this a little further in a minute anyway.
Okay.
Building.
We had 66 permits issued last month. mostly heating and electrical. There was two houses that were completed that also got the a little over 41 inspections.
Hey, Rich?
Yeah.
There was an issue with getting the reports from the building inspector's office to the assessor so we could increase the assessed valuation of the property to correspond with the improvements that have been made to it. And we had that problem for about a year, and it caused kind of a backlog in getting the properties properly assessed.
We've been making extra copies of every permit and putting them into a folder for them. I don't know why the report button, because there's a button there that you can push that is supposed to send it over to the assessing, and it's right. Not working.
Okay. Yeah, you can see that would be a concern to us, because you could have some of these new houses that don't get taxed for a couple of years.
Yeah,
and
no,
nobody's going to complain about that.
Yeah.
So, but do you got that all straightened out there with the assessor?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Anybody else? Solid waste.
Our revenue for the month is considerably lower than it was in 2024. $62,000 in recyclable revenue in this month versus $80,000 last year. But the tonnage is pretty similar to what we've been shipping out every year. Except for our recyclables, we only sent out 14.5 tons. Last year we sent out about 28. So the numbers vary. I'm not sure how to account for the dollar difference. Could be just that the value of the recyclables is going down and the market's soft. We don't know. But we get what we can get for it and get rid of it. That's the whole point. And so that's what we have from the recycling.
Any questions from anybody? Seeing none. Budget, we're due for what? When is that? Tomorrow night or Wednesday night or what?
Tomorrow night's the school at 6:30 here at the public hearing. And then Wednesday at 6:30 here is the town public hearing.
Good. And the planning board, we're still working on a lot of zoning regs, and we canceled the last meeting because there was nothing on the agenda other than that, and so we're continuing to work with that. We do have an applicant that will be coming, but they just want to delay it, put it off for another month, I think. All right. Well, for the last few years, the Board of Selectmen has taken the opportunity to recognize an employee that we felt was Employee of the Year because they did something totally outstanding above and beyond their job. So this year, the board unanimously selected our police chief. So, and that was mainly because the chief, when we hired the chief, we had a certain amount of expectations, and he far exceeded all of them in a short amount of time. So we were totally impressed with his operation and how he set everything up and his continued efforts. So this is a plaque for Town of Kennedy Employee of the Year, Police Chief Chad Chevron, for outstanding service. You have exceeded our expectations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You guys got one on me. I appreciate it.
I noticed something was up.
You knew something was up.
In the back room. Thank you. I wouldn't be able to do this without this team that I have here with me. They're all a bunch of hard workers, and I'm very proud of them. And we'll continue. Candy, it gives us a ton of support, and I'm very proud to be the police chief here. I really am. But these guys that work the street and run the day-to-day in the cruisers are the ones that are real backbones, right? So, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, now we have Smith Memorial Trustee appointment. I would like to be considered for the position of alternate on the Board of Smith Memorial Building Trustees, and it's from Carla Penfield, who served, I believe she chaired it for I don't know how many years.
Forever.
She's stepped
in. So now she'd like to step back a little bit and just be an alternate. I think that's awesome because the history will still be there.
Yep.
So. I'd like to make a motion to accept Carla Penfield as an alternate on the Board for Smith Memorial Building Trustees.
Second that.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. And again, thank you to Carla.
They didn't want to stay? They didn't want to stay?
Not for all this.
Okay, now we have a letter here from Bob Stout, and I am running to express an interest in the trustee's position that was recently vacated by the retirement from the trustee of Carla Penfield. I have served as an alternate for the past 6 months and would be interested in serving as a trustee member. My contact information is above, and I would be happy to meet with the board if further information is needed. Thank you for your consideration. Signed, Bob Stout.
I move we appoint Mr. Stout to the Board of Trustees up here for the Memorial Building as an alternate.
I'll second.
No, not as an alternate.
It's a position.
He was an alternate.
He's a full-time member.
Okay.
I'll second.
Sue, second. All in favor?
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you.
How many alternates do we have?
Say.
You know?
What's that?
How many alternates we have? Here's another one.
I don't know.
I think Wendy and Carla will make two now that Bob is moving to the full time.
Okay. We have a letter here from Wendy Wilder Duchamp.
Duchamp.
I've been asked to serve as an alternate for 1 year for the Smith Memorial Building Trustees. I am happy to serve in that position and submit this letter of interest to you for your consideration. So that's a 1 year term.
I move we appoint Wendy Duchamp for a 1 year term as an alternate to the Smith Memorial Building Trustee.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Okay.
All right. Warrant articles.
It's the most.
I had questions, Boyd, on your recommendation for the second article on the page. We haven't numbered them yet, but it's the second one on your first page.
Right.
How you came up with the 726.
Yeah. That's the amount that's in excess. That's right now in the unassigned fund balance. It's in excess of the 11.5%, which is our target. So I did the math.
The fund balance is 6.
There's a separate memo floating around here someplace where I did the math. Hang on.
635 so far.
I thought that Amy would have provided me with that. So hang on, let me see if I can find it. I'll find it here in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, it's on the back side of that ambulance one.
This will leave our unassigned fund balance at $1.687 million, which is exactly 11.5% as required by policy. If we don't do that, our unassigned fund balance will be 14.17%, which is higher than what our target is. So the idea here is to bring the unassigned fund balance down to its target level and take the difference and put it in that future capital reserve account. And this is all motivated by my concern for the $500,000 we've already invested in that police station that's doing nothing for us right now. We bought the land for $400,000, and we have invested over $100,000 in site work and engineering for a new police station, and it's just sitting there. So my thought was that if we could build this fund, this capital reserve account, and by putting $678,000 in there, that gets us a long ways towards maybe convincing this town to put in another, you know, appropriate more money and get this thing done. So that's the whole purpose of this warrant article right here, is to, number one, adhere to the fund balance policy, and number two, designate the surplus money for that capital reserve account to build it up so that someday we can move on this and rescue that $500,000 that we have sitting in the ground right now that's doing nothing for us.
May I make a comment?
Absolutely.
Again, the wording of our policy is to keep a fund balance of at least 11.5. Not exactly, but at least. So that's what our wording is, and I don't consider the $500 $500,000 a waste of money. That property that the Severinos sold to us for $400 is worth $700. What was it? $750 or something
it's
like
worth,
that.
It's $1 million lot.
Right, and it's never going to go away. So I really think that was a good investment. The rest of it, you know, is neither here nor there. It's already gone. So I don't know if you're going to get the result you want, Boyd, by pushing that for the police station, because the people said no to that. So you might want to present it another way.
Well, we did. The people didn't say no to that. We changed that original warrant article so it was capital reserve fund and not police. So we haven't received negative support for funding that. We changed it before it went to the town.
And what did the town say?
And the town voted to put money into that capital reserve fund. It was supported. We took the police part out.
Okay.
From the original warrant article.
So, I mean, you can certainly do what you want. I think it's just hitting it pretty close here, the 11.5, but that's just my opinion.
And Boyd kept this consistent by saying the capital reserve fund and not police department.
Right. Well, yes, the 11.5 is the middle part of the recommended range from the DRA.
Right.
Right, but our policies.
Right? DRA says between 9% and 15%?
That's right. Yep.
Our policy.
No, it's actually bigger than that. That's
5 and 17. Yeah.
And our policy says at least 11.5.
So we're parked right in the middle of that range that's recommended.
Right.
Well, I mean, someday we're going to have to do something about that police facility. I mean, that's pretty much a given. And now's the time to allocate some of these funds and put them in that capital reserve account so that when the time comes, it's big enough that it doesn't scare the people away.
Well, and the other thing to support what Boyd is saying is this isn't a capital reserve fund. So if we run into a situation and we need the funds, it only takes a public hearing to pull this money out if we need some.
And you can spend it any place. You know, something happens
Correct.
At the recycling center, to this building, it's available.
So it's not, I don't think it's risking what we've got set in the fund balance.
I think the amount is a little high considering we didn't offset tax rate to stay
equal with last year's rate. I feel like the taxpayers deserved that.
Well, as Sue pointed out, people, when they vote for these spending increases, they should also realize there's going to be a corresponding increase in their taxes. If we keep giving them free...
Well, we're not giving them free. We don't spend the money. The town trusts us that if we're not going to spend the money, we're going to offset the tax rate if we keep what we need in our fund So I just... not in disagreement with it, but I'm in disagreement with the amount. It's a little...
I know it's a steep. It's steep.
And we could have used 200,000 of that, or 100,000 of that would have kept the tax rate the same.
Wasn't it only 11 cents a thousand?
11 cents.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we did a pretty good job keeping it.
We have.
You know?
Yeah, I'm just saying the amount is a bit much when we could have.
You know, like you said, it's based on everything above the 11.5% that we're. Originally, I thought it was a lot, but seeing that it's not being raised out of tax money, and again, it's not like we're going to cut ourselves short. The money is there if something that we still can get at it if we need to. It's public hearing, and that's it.
It's just in a different pocket.
Right.
It's still available to the town, but it comes out.
And to pull it out of the fund balance, I believe, is a little tougher than just putting it in the capital reserve.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to make a real serious argument about pulling it out of there.
Right.
Yeah, my only thing is I feel like we have a duty to the taxpayers to, if we don't spend it, then it should go back to them. In our policy of 11.5.
We already voted that.
I know, and
we took care of that, so.
I didn't know that this was in the workings of saving some of that money.
Well, the boy just got more time in his hand now, so.
I was just, I don't know half the things that they're doing up here.
You don't know what's turning up there. Yeah. But.
Well, I suggest we put it on the warrant and see what the people say about it.
Again, it doesn't raise, it's not coming from taxation directly. Indirectly, it is.
Next year, because we could have
offset. Yeah.
But not this year, but next year.
Yep.
Yeah, next year we won't have the fund because we're going to.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what the revenue is between now and then. But
I mean, we just approved a new house. You know, we are growing. I say that we put it on the warrant and let the people decide.
And I say that they're going to read it requires no taxation, and that's going to be very deceiving unless somebody explains that. Really, that'll be his job
because it doesn't require any taxes.
I know, but
you're right.
I think they're going to see that, and
it could have gone back to the taxes.
Right.
I'm just saying, like $100,000, $150,000 would have kept the tax rate the same. It's not $726,000.
$687 is roughly 75 cents on the tax rate. Okay.
The tax rate is very important to the community because we.
So, is that a motion that you wanted to make?
I move we move this warrant article to the, approve this warrant article and place it on the ballot. I didn't put a number on it.
Well, we haven't numbered them yet, but I don't have any problem with, unless somebody else does, with number them just the way they lay. Again, we put all the charitable ones at the end in case.
I think there's the one for the ambulance that would have to go in here somewhere, right?
Yeah, that's in a separate three-page.
Yeah, I'm just
wondering. Because it's not on there yet.
Number them now.
I know I moved CYAA up to the front, and it's not any longer.
I'll second Boyd's motion.
All right. We'll do the number later. We got a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion on it? If none?
I have a question.
Oh, you'll have a question? This is the time.
Well, I don't want to, my insides want to vote no, just because I don't like the amount.
Yeah.
But I feel presenting it to the town as a broken board, I don't know how this works.
Well,
is it a board that's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, everybody doesn't always agree on everything.
That's the whole point of having five of us here.
Yeah, and we have different people voting for different
Vote
people.
Your conscience. Vote how you feel.
I would have to vote no.
All right, so all in favor?
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
No.
All opposed?
No for me.
Stephanie and Sue.
Okay.
So it's on there.
Done.
The next one is on the library. Any comments, questions, thoughts?
I move to approve the request from the Smith Public Library for $170,150 and move that article to the ballot as it's written.
I'll second that. Okay. I would like to see their budget.
Okay.
If that's possible.
They do that every year. They give it to us.
Well, yeah, it's not their total budget, though, I don't think. They account for like $170,000.
Right, they don't do all that.
They don't do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for the...
Because they get donations and stuff, too.
Right.
Yeah, they have...
So does the select board ask for their budget? Is that how that works? So that we can look at it? Or do you want to vote on it now?
Oh, we can vote on it.
Okay.
We can vote on it.
The budget committee will probably ask.
Okay, all in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. The next one is $30,000 for the recycling center capital reserve fund.
All right. I wrote that on behalf of Chuck Witcher because we anticipate some equipment replacement down there this year. We have allocated $30,000 a year to the capital improvement fund basically since the place opened. And so this is just what we do every year. We do expect to replace that whole skid steer loader he's got down there at the cost of about $100,000.
Yeah.
I need this article be submitted to the ballot as presented here.
I'll second that.
Any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. We have $150,000 for excess winter road maintenance.
This is a status.
Okay, this is where I think we're going to come. Oh, go ahead, read the whole thing.
Go ahead.
I think that sentence right there, the sum to come from the undesignated fund balance, so we're taking this money out of there too.
Well, you just spent it all.
That's what I'm saying.
In Article 2.
Why? I'm not sure.
I've never seen this worded, this that it's coming from the undesignated fund balance.
So that got changed last year by the budget committee so that it would cut down on the tax rate.
In other words, so it wouldn't be applied to the
tax. So it wouldn't be applied to the tax rate. Normally, it has always come from taxation. For whatever reason, last year, it was changed by the budget committee to come out of the undesignated fund balance because they wanted less of a...
Well, there is an undesignated fund balance.
They wanted less of a hit to the tax rate.
Lane.
I am more than willing to move it back the other way. I think that's the better way of doing it. That's...
I mean, because we do have the capital reserve fund. I mean, if we had to, we could use it from that.
And again, it says no amount to be raised from taxation.
That's because it came out of
The unreserved fund.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
that was a last minute change, like in January of last year.
Mute them.
Ask them to mute themselves.
I did. Can you mute?
Yeah.
If you hit mute all,
is it
down the bottom,
or?
Would that doesn't mute us, right?
No.
Okay.
So Jeff, you want to just strike that sentence?
Yeah,
right there?
I'd be happy.
The sum to come
that
from undesignated fund balance.
Yeah, I would be happy to take that out.
The two sentences, no.
And what? And what? Do you want to replace anything, Sue, or just?
I think if it's just not there, it's okay. Right. It's just how it's always been, really, every other year except for last year.
Because you
can't. That's the first time I've ever seen it that way.
Well, no, we did it last year.
I don't remember last year either.
So we submitted it how it's always been submitted.
Right.
It was changed by the budget committee because it offset
a
tax.
Because they wanted to have a less of an impact, possibly, to the tax rate.
Okay.
Not that 150 was going to make a huge difference, but...
Does that last sentence have to come out?
So those two lines
the
will be...
The last sentence has to come out as well?
Yes.
No amount will
this
be...
This will be a non-transferable appropriation.
This sum to come from the unclaimed fund balance. No amount to be raised from taxation. Now, if you leave that part in, then we have to take it out of the capital reserve fund.
See if the town will vote to raise
if we leave what part? Oh, yeah.
If we leave that part,
yeah,
no amount to be raised from taxation.
I don't like that when
you
put
can
that
take
in.
Take that down, too?
We gotta take it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those last two lines have never been in the warrant article until last year.
So just so everybody understands, if we needed some funds, it's going to have to come from the capital improvement fund. Okay. All in favor?
As amended, yes.
As amended.
Yes.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Okay. Next article.
Probably just get changed back.
$250,000 for the reconstruction continuation on North Road.
I forget. Was it 250?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're pretty consistent in the highway department. Other than excess winter maintenance, we always go for $350,000 in warrant articles a year.
Well, it's only been the last couple of years we did that.
Well,
it used to be 150 for years.
Yeah.
For years.
Since I've been in town, it's been 350.
No. It was always started out as 150. Jeff.
No, I mean, I haven't been in town that long.
That's why I'm paying. Good, so that's the only one you're going to have in there except for the top coat.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
And so I'm assuming that means you're going to complete that part of North Road that you wanted to do?
Yes. Yeah, so essentially what we'll do is I'm going to, by the end of this year, we will be completely done with the portion that I was shooting to be done with.
Okay.
By this year.
And that's why you get the top coat in there, too. Yeah.
So the plan for North Road, just because it's such a long road,
yep.
Every 2 years we're going to top coat it.
Okay.
So that way we don't have, you know, like a 10,000-foot stretch that we're trying to put a top coat on.
Correct.
You know, it's kind of like we're taking little bites at it every couple of years,
yep.
The top coat, because you have to top coat. You have to.
Yeah.
It just makes your...
I only got one request. Long. Just make sure when they transition from pavement to pavement that they do a good job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because that's always tricky.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's an art form.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
You need a motion?
I do.
Motion to to move this article as written. Excuse me.
Second that.
Second that. All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. And the next one is the $75,000 to put the workhorse on the whole part of North Road that was reconstructed last year and this year.
Is this new? Like this.
What's that?
Workhorse.
So compared to last year's warrant articles, this one's new.
This is different because this is a top coat.
Yeah,
yes, but I'm just saying, so like we didn't have...
We didn't do a top coat on the first section he did last year.
Yeah, we didn't do a top coat.
Well, like it was in there for Adams Road when Adams...
Was
road.
It in there for
different,
Adams?
Yeah, different
so
road.
A couple of years ago we top coated Adams and Healy on the same road and that was put in as a warrant.
I'm just trying to figure out
this
what...
This is specifically
to,
on North Road.
Yeah, I just want to know like all these add up. What is the increase from warrant articles from this year to next? This current year to next
so
year?
So I...
You know...
As far as what I'm asking for money wise, it hasn't changed.
Okay.
So this year from last year from the last 3 or 4 years, it hasn't changed.
The names just change.
Yeah, the names.
Gotcha.
The names have changed.
Like the overall amount has not.
All right. You got a motion?
Yeah, I move we move this warrant article for $75,000 to the ballot as written.
I'll second.
Second. All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. And the next one is $25,000 for assessment and removal of dead and hazardous trees. We all know that we've experienced a lot of ash trees that have died in the last 2 years here, and they're all over.
I mean, we have a...
Yeah, don't you have
we have a pest problem, essentially, in the town. Well, I mean, really everywhere in southeastern New Hampshire. It's not necessarily even just the emerald ash borer. That's just the worst one.
We have to go after maple trees now, too.
Birch.
Yeah, well, they've
they
been
hit
talking
the birch,
about
too.
It. But there's a really bad blight, like a blister rust that's going around infecting a lot of beech trees.
Yep.
A lot of the oaks are... just very unhealthy and seem to be getting ate up with carpenter ants really bad. And then there's a pine beetle that's been killing a bunch of the pines. And then you have the woolly adelgid that's been killing hemlocks. So So for whatever reason, we seem to be getting a lot of just pests and just things that are killing trees, making them unhealthy. And one of the reasons why I put this in as a warrant article and not into the budget is my thought is once we are able to get this problem under control, we can go back to the spending that, because in the budget is just normal spending of trees that we, you know, you expect a certain amount of trees to die per year and you have to take them down. This is above and beyond what is in the budget. And I feel once we are able to clean up a lot of the dead and dying trees, we can go back to just, you know, what we have in the budget. Is really the thought process. Because right now, I mean, we're in kind of a real boom for just very unhealthy trees. I mean, last year, just, you know, just for, like, an example, I mean, last year on the state road, we've been lucky on our roads, but on the state road, there was an ash tree that fell over on 43 and fell right onto the cab of a truck. So, like, these are, you know, these trees do need to start coming down. It definitely is becoming an issue. Every windstorm, every ice storm, winter storm that we have, and we have at least a couple trees that fall.
Can we take out the tree removal of $18,000 from the budget?
So the plan is, this is an addition to that.
That's your regular maintenance.
Like what I'm saying is, the tree removal that's in the budget is regular maintenance for tree removal of like the expected amount of trees that you're going to lose per year, because you always are going to have trees that either age out and die or whatever. Like, but this in particular, because it is like it's heavy disease pressure, it's heavy pest pressure, you know, this is kind of a boom of unhealthy trees. And it's just in order to catch up, I mean, we really do need to put some extra money towards it.
Well, we got a motion.
Yeah, I move we approve this warrant article and submit it to the ballot as it's written. Jeff and I talked about this a lot, and we're going to have to start spending this kind of money every year for the next few years just to clean up these hazards.
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion or questions?
Just one question. So this past year, out of the $18,000, $14,000 has been spent.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why the other four?
Well, the rest of that, I don't know if it shows up on there, but I believe it has been spent. But I will say, I am overspent on other lines this year that cut into stuff like that. Well, you know, lines like tree cutting. Like if we overspend on asphalt maintenance, the money from that comes out of other lines.
Well.
But when you're looking at,
well, okay, I only have so much money to spend.
Right.
He doesn't want to see this bottom line.
Right. Oh, I agree. That's
budget.
That.
So that's fine. Essentially, what at least what I do is if we're trying to finish a project and I overspend on the asphalt maintenance budget, which, you know, over the past couple of years we've tried to add to asphalt maintenance and other things. Last year we didn't. So we overspend on some lines trying to finish some projects because I can't overspend my bottom line. Right. You know, it comes out of other lines. In the
budget. You underspend on another line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it has to come out of somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just overspend on everything.
We understand this is a plan. It's not in stone.
Yeah. So we have
all in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boys.
Brian.
Yeah.
I think Steph said yes.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think that's a complaint is a brush and everything.
Oh, yeah.
In town is
people are just unbelievable. And he's right. There's a lot of hazardous trees out there right now. Now, next one is $125,000 for fire apparatus capital reserve fund.
This would include a truck?
He cut back on one and he... And he went up on that, but cut back on that.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the same total as last year.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for him, but
so the apparatus capital reserve includes, like...
That's for a truck and everything.
A truck, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions or discussion? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion we move this article to the ballot as is presented.
Second.
Okay. Patrick, second. All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Yeah.
Good. Next one is $25,000 for fire station infrastructure and grounds capital reserve. So this is for the any needs within the fire department itself plus possible addition.
Yeah, and that's $50,000 less than last right. year. So
that's why they were both 75 last
yeah.
year.
Yeah, exactly.
I move this article to the ballot as is presented here.
I'll second.
Okay. If there's no discussions, all in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Next one is $20,000, and this is for the revaluation capital reserve fund. It's typically what we put in every year after the reval is completed, just so we have the fund there when we do have to pull it.
And I move the article, move to the ballot as it's presented here.
Second that.
All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian. And next one hasn't changed in 100 years. Fitch Museum, $4,000.
I'd like to change it for them.
I know. Really? $4,000 for the Fitch Museum.
Go ahead, so.
Yeah, can we make it higher?
Of course you can.
Well, they don't need
well except that we'd have to support why we made it higher.
Right. Okay.
To the people. I mean, not disagreeing with you, I'm just saying.
Because I thought we did that with CYAA.
We did.
CYAA increased themselves.
No, we did
really?
It 2 years ago.
2 years ago,
ago
we increased it, ago, yeah. Because we thought they were too conservative for what they supplied us.
But we'll let this be, because I think they have endowments also, so I'll...
Yeah. Is that a motion?
I'll move as written.
Get a second.
Boyd.
All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Yeah.
Next one is $10,000 for the town office building maintenance fund. That's yours, Patrick.
It is, yeah. Any questions?
I'd
like to move this to the ballot as written.
Did
you have a question?
One. All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next one is $4,500, and this is for the Smith Memorial Building Expendable Trust Fund.
I move that to the ballot as presented here.
Let's push it up. Wait. Shot, Carla.
Yeah, right.
I'll second.
All in favor?
5,000.
Yeah.
She wanted to complain.
She changed it to 45,000.
Exactly. After she left me in the change.
All in favor?
Yeah. I'm in favor, Steph.
Sue.
Boyd. Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, yeah, this
one here. I think we worked up the last
and
meeting
nausea.
Or two there.
Yeah.
If you want to speak to this, Boyd.
Well, our assessor recommended that we modify the elderly exemption to make the exemptions consistent with the increase in the valuation of their properties. So up until now, we were only granting exemptions in $5,000 brackets. But when the assessed valuation of the properties went this high, the people who were qualified for this really needed a little more relief. And that's what this proposes to do. It raises the exemption amounts considerably. And our assessor feels that these are the numbers that the increase in the valuation support. So it was just a math exercise to do this, but these are the numbers that are recommended by our assessor.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I move this article.
I'll second it.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, all in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Yeah.
And the next one also came from a recommendation from our assessor. Up until now, the amount for a disabled person was $35,000. The exemption was about $35,000. That hasn't been adjusted for 20 years. So that $35,000 20 years ago is worth $63,000 today. So we're now trying to make up for that by increasing the exemption for disability to $63,000.
Is that your motion?
Yeah, I moved the article to the ballot as we just as presented here.
And I'll second.
Sue second, okay. All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. All right, so, you want me to explain the next one?
Go ahead. Sure.
All right, so yeah. The next one, right now, all veterans in Canada are entitled to a $750 tax credit. The disabled veterans are entitled to a $2,000 tax credit. The legislature last year passed a law that says you can't collect them both. So the disability, the people are veterans who are disabled, getting $2,750 a year. The legislature thinks that they ought to go down to $2,000 a year. Well, that's just not fair in my estimation. Okay, so I say we just make the disability exemption $2,750. That compensates for the $750 they lost out of their right pocket. So that's the base. That's the intent behind this warrant article right here. I mean, these guys are disabled. Jesus, why would you want to knock
them?
It's just an insult.
If that's a motion, I'll second that.
All right, Pat, second it. All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Awesome. And the next one is the CYA, and that's for $28,615.
It's still a bargain.
Yeah. It is a bargain for what we get.
I moved that article to the ballot as it's presented right here.
And I'll second it.
2 seconds. All in favor? What? Question?
I just want to move it up.
We can do that later. Okay. Because we haven't numbered anything. Yeah. So. All in favor?
Stephanie.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian. Good. All right. And the rest of these are all those that we contribute to. I don't know if you want to do them individually or if you want to just block them or what.
So little.
And this has always sparked the conversation of, because we approve it to go to the voters, does that mean we approve each one? And that isn't true.
This has,
but it seems that way.
The list has decreased.
It has.
For sure.
Because if they didn't respond, we stopped putting it in. Last year we started that.
Yeah.
This is
like half of what it
reasonable.
Used to be.
Right.
But, so this is my thing.
Yep.
I understand where the budget committee comes from, where I don't want to say yes to this. Like, I don't want to spend. So
you have your own.
So
that's right.
Recommend. Do I want to recommend to the community that we give this money? No.
Because it does say recommended by the board.
So that's the thing. I'm not put it on the ballot. Yeah, but I don't recommend you vote for it. That's where my hitch is.
Because it does say recommended by the Board of Selectmen.
Yes, yeah.
But we're recommending it to go to ballot.
But people don't
understand
that.
That's how I've always seen it.
That's the way you got
it. Oh, they recommend it. I trust them. It
doesn't mean that you really support that, but
I recommend you get the option to vote on it.
Correct.
That's it. It's up to you.
Yeah, I recommend.
Can we write that somewhere?
Yeah.
I mean, the following, you know, six
initial
articles.
PM.
Because that's a lot of people, like, will look at it and go, oh, the selectmen didn't, and they did, and I need to.
And that does make a difference.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a discussion. Year. Obviously, it doesn't hit everybody, but that's a discussion at the deliberative session. It can be voiced. And I think we've had this discussion for many years.
It's not charity when you're collecting it at the risk of losing your property.
But we're not saying it. We're just saying you have the right to vote on this.
That's right. That's all we're saying.
Now, I don't know if you can put a little footnote at the bottom.
I'll do it.
Or if that just confuses things even more.
I don't know if the DRA would.
Right. That's the thing.
I'll recommend that it can go to ballot, but I don't recommend people vote for it.
Well, that's...
I guess it can go one way here and another way somewhere else. I don't know. I just...
Well.
Any thoughts, Sue?
No, it passes quite.
Oh yeah.
Quite.
It does.
I mean, some of the services are really.
Passes.
Yeah, I agree.
They're important to the person.
Meals on
Wheels,
like you can't. That's so
and
valuable.
And it's really
hospice care.
When you total up the whole thing,
it's
not a huge impact.
It's really not.
It's less than the.
Okay.
and museum.
The previous police chief, so
I was, he added
took one
in his
out.
He supported
child,
the
well,
he put
we took
in
the child advocacy,
advocacy
out.
Child advocacy is in your budget, right?
He put it in his budget.
Oh, I see. Well,
because he didn't want that being jeopardized.
Yeah, I
right.
see.
Right. I mean, I agree. Meals on Wheels is... But
no, he didn't do CASA.
No, he did child advocacy.
Yeah.
Child advocacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he said they definitely yeah. use that, and that's needed.
And
so.
That should just stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that saved that. I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago we did that.
Well, I'll make a motion to just to accept them or...
Move them to the ballot.
Move the following six to the ballot.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Boy.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Now, if you want to go back and do some number, where did
well,
you
no,
want to move that one?
Well, we have
to,
another couple ones.
Oh, yeah, we do
so
have
we
a
have
couple
more.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa, come by.
So the next one is the ambulance. Boyd presented two, and then I met with Mike and Amy. Because it really wasn't, I didn't think, covering the spirit of what we wanted to do. So there's a third.
There is a third.
Yes.
Well, go ahead and do it, seeing you already started.
I'm not.
Is that in a memo someplace?
Yeah,
it should have a three.
It's in
a
little
three-page memo
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, three little packet.
It's a back sheet, too.
I'm reading about games of the chance.
Boy,
well,
that's
a couple memos.
Oh,
and
that's,
then.
Yeah. I think I already shoved it over there somewhere.
I'm not sure.
Well, go ahead.
So, we met with the town lawyer, Mike, Amy, and I, told him what we wanted to accomplish, and we came up with a, to see if the town will vote to modify the Candia Fire Department Revolving Fund. Pursuant to the RSA, that was established in 2022. It will require during each year, the beginning, starting 2026, the first $75,000 of the revenue received from fees, charges, and other income from the Candia Fire Department providing ambulance services will be placed in said revolving fund. The money in the fund shall be allowed to accumulate year to year, and said money will not be considered part of the town's general surplus. The town treasurer shall have custody of all the money in the fund. Upon request of fire chief and by order of the governing body, the town treasurer shall pay out money from the fund for expenses associated with purchasing, operating, equipping ambulances and ambulance services. No further approval by the legislative body is required to pay money from the fund. Any revenue collected above the $75,000 shall go to the town's general surplus. And the reason for wanting to keep $75,000 a year is because over the next 10 years, we added up the truck and the equipment and everything that was gonna be needed to spend.
You give you $750,000, right?
Yeah,
yep.
So that $75,000 a year will cover those expenses so we won't have to raise and appropriate. And it also, I think, will make the budget committee happy because they get the excess and we just increased our funds. I mean, our charges for
right.
said services, so it'll be...
Get to the 75 quicker.
It'll be a substantial amount that goes in to offset said tax rate.
All right, anybody got any questions on our proposed article?
Well, there's two competing warrants.
Yeah, I don't know which one we're voting on.
Yeah, we kind of, when we met with the lawyer, we looked at this and said, what meets the
So we use
spirit.
The one from Mike?
What
the lawyer?
What completes, you know, which one handles the spirit of what we wanted to accomplish?
Yeah.
So we're using this one from the attorney?
We have to talk about it.
It's for discussion.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that revolving fund because all the revenue that's generated by that ambulance, none of it can be considered revenue similar to motor vehicle registrations and building permits and all that stuff when we determine our tax rate. Okay, so what we take all the revenue we get other than property taxes, we add it all up, and the difference between what we're going to spend and this amount, we have to raise from property taxes. Well, because the ambulance service generates, what, $150,000 a year in revenue?
It's more than that, isn't it?
$200,000. We can't use that as anticipated revenue for the town of Candy because it's already been designated.
This is already designated to something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but this keeps $75,000 in the fund and the rest, $80,000, $90,000, goes to the town.
Okay, well, my proposal was to rescind the whole revolving fund and then have a cap. You'll see there's a warrant article here to set up a $75,000 capital reserve account.
But every year you're going to have to raise and appropriate that savings. And now we don't need to.
Well, you know what? That's
we do it with the fire department.
We do it for the fire department, all the others.
Yeah, all the others.
We really shouldn't have any of these things that operate on autopilot.
But adding another $75,000 a year to raise and appropriate, that's a lot.
But then all those funds show up in the revenue, so it offsets it.
Right.
That's the difference.
It's a lot cleaner way of doing it, accounting-wise.
Well, Mike recommended this. The lawyer recommended this.
Well, because based on what you guys were looking for.
Yeah, he recommended the wording.
Right. We gave him both.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we want to go with Boyd's, we have to amend the amounts and then move what's in there now into the fund.
Sure. Well, let me think about that. How much is in there now?
It's after the budget committee spends what they have, it might be $160,000.
Okay, and you want that to go to their capital reserve account, to a capital reserve
account. Yeah, but I'd need to know. I'd want to see what's in there. Because we've been operating since 2022. Mm-hmm. So we need 75.
Well, I don't know if you're going to make up what you...
Yeah.
You're not going to make up 3 years. That's 2.25.
So 2 years anyway. It's 150.
2 years, 150. So you're there. So is that going to take more than one article, Boyd, if we rescind that previous article?
Yeah, or dissolve.
So
that.
What happens if they rescind it, but the town doesn't vote to fund it?
The town doesn't vote. They do that with the fire.
So what are they going to do with the when we need an ambulance?
Well,
they do it with everything. The fire truck doesn't get bought if they say no. The ambulance doesn't get bought.
Well, I was just talking about ambulance service, though.
Yeah, fire truck and ambulances are like life-saving.
Well, that's all in the budget. You're right. This is just talking about them funds being...
Right.
I would say we need two warrant articles, right? One to rescind
the
present one.
Right, that's
and
what
then
I
to
have.
Establish...
The second one, establish
that's,
a new
that's
one.
That's what
yeah.
I proposed here.
Okay.
So if they vote to rescind it, and they don't vote... Can the first article be to move the current $150,000 from
that.
The revolving fund, establish a capital reserve, fund the capital reserve with $150,000 from the revolving fund.
Clean it out.
And dissolve that.
And then the second one would be to dissolve it.
That's a good solution, okay?
Yeah.
Because right away, now you start off with $150,000
right.
in this capital reserve account.
And you're not impacting taxation this year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I tell you,
it's such a gamble, though.
What's no, that? I don't think so. I think that way, I think people will understand that.
I mean...
Because we talked the last 2 years about maybe having to modify the capital reserve fund.
And I mean, that's really a good opportunity there to transfer that money that's now in their, where is it? It's the ambulance revolving fund.
Revolving.
And send it to that capital reserve account. And then every year allocate another,
75,000.
So next year we just allocate
and
75.
The town gets all
but
the revenue.
Hopefully you've turned 200,000 in for revenue.
And that 200,000 stuff.
I get it. I completely get it.
That
but the problem is when you're trying to explain it to people, they don't get it.
Well, you know, you can't, you know, Stephanie, these people are not stupid.
No, they're not.
No, I mean to say to somebody, like, the revenue's coming in.
Well, if I can get it, Stephanie, the public.
No, you're good
I think
numbers.
You have a little bit of experience working with numbers.
I like that, though. I like that, her proposal, too. to move that, move those funds into a capital reserve fund.
Right.
And then the next warrant article is to abolish that revolving
fund. Or if approved, abolish it. If not approved, don't abolish it. You know what
can
I mean?
You do that?
That way you, yes. You
if warrant
it.
Article, whatever number
yes.
is approved.
Do it that way.
Yeah.
That way you don't lose it. If it's
and then
not
the
approved.
Extra funds
yeah.
will go into the.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
that's
seeing as though they meet on Wednesday.
Who are we talking about?
The budget committee.
Okay, what about?
To review warrant articles that
okay.
were due December 4th.
Well, we can tweak this tonight and
okay.
present it to the budget committee.
Tweak
and,
away, boy.
And then we'll send it to Mike Courtney to have him.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
Okay, so we want to see if the town will vote to establish a capital reserve fund under these provisions to be known as Ambulance Service Capital Reserve Fund, good, for the purpose of purchasing and replacing capital assets, good, good, good. We need $150,000 to be placed in this fund, no tax impact.
Right.
No.
You just have to explain where it's coming from.
And, oh, we have to raise and appropriate to reallocate? How do you do that?
Just a minute now.
We don't need to raise an appropriate fund.
No.
We need to move.
Yep.
Transfer.
And to transfer
yeah.
for $150,000 from
the revolving
okay.
fund.
Yeah.
Revolving
reserve.
Fund.
The revolving
no,
fund.
Revolving fund.
Fund to this fund.
And raise and appropriate another sum of $50,000. To be placed in that capital reserve fund.
No, we're not going to add
no.
another 50 to it this time.
Okay. Well, that's easier then.
This is no impact
yeah.
warrant
yeah.
article,
okay.
technically.
And to raise it appropriate. Yeah.
And then
and
the second one will say if the previous one doesn't pass.
So that's article number whatever.
Whatever.
First.
And the one after.
Well, I would
okay.
say if.
Second.
If the previous article fails.
Yeah. You have to write the number, though, too. When we get to that.
If previous
well,
article passes,
yeah,
we need to dissolve the fund.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if not, yeah, just keep the fund. He'll Mike will know what to say, how to word it legally.
He'll probably have a heart attack over
up
this
to
one.
Amy. All right.
Well, that's why he wrote, but whatever.
I know,
all
sure.
Right. I tell you, Stephanie, that's a good solution right there, okay?
I like that.
Forget about this warrant article that Mike wrote. We'll start
right.
with this one right here. We're going to dissolve that revolving
are
fund.
Are you fairly clear on it? Yes?
Yeah.
And we're
yeah.
going to take those funds
clear as
in
coffee.
That fund
clear
now in a capital reserve
clear.
Fund.
So these funds, the way it's written, can only be used for, what did you say? It can't be used for salaries.
No,
including
ambulance.
It's a capital reserve.
It's for capital assets, including but not limited to ambulances, medical equipment, communications, and related apparatus.
Apparatus, okay.
But not salaries.
Not salaries.
Right.
But the revenue is going to go to the town.
What's that?
But the revenue.
That's right.
Will go to the town,
that's
and then
right.
every year we'll have a warrant article to raise and appropriate 75.
But then all that revenue comes in on the revenue side.
Can our article next year say said funds to be used from the capital? No, from the retina.
No.
But then we'll fund the ambulance service.
Next year we'll fund. Next year we'll have a warrant article to fund. Add another 75 to it.
Can we take the funds from the?
Well, we're going to do
reserve
that this
balance.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get your money without taxing anybody or what?
Yeah.
All right, Amy, you got it?
I think she has it.
So it'll be two separate articles.
Two separate
articles. We just have to include those in the numbering, and
yeah.
then
yes.
Mike will help
just
me figure
out. Yeah, we're just looking at the second one. So if the first one fails, then we leave
Lisa
things the way they are.
Yeah.
So yeah, the first one is to establish the fund.
Right.
Fund it with the reserve funds.
And if that one passes,
right.
then rescind the
yeah.
second
then
one.
Then
rescind
the
but if the first one fails, then the second one becomes null
right.
and void.
Right. Because
okay.
we're going to wait and we'll fight it again another day.
That will clean things up here. It's going to be a lot easier.
The budget thing. Committee will be very happy with that.
Yeah.
Very supportive.
I
think.
This is a good compromise. This is a way to do it.
You happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to vote on that?
Yeah.
Clear as mud.
Yeah, what we just said.
Yeah.
What we just said.
You
yeah.
first
made
it,
the motion.
Second it.
Boyd second. All in favor?
Boyd.
Steph.
Sue.
Brian? Perfect.
So this should go up with the fire apparatus, right?
Well, we can change things in a minute here.
There's one more page.
One more here.
It goes in order. That's who get paid.
This is the XX one?
Yes.
$50,000 for the imaging?
Oh, yes.
What's this now?
Right here.
Yeah, I see it, but what's it for?
The kid that was just in here taking our pictures?
No.
Are we sending him to college? What's happening?
He's really good at what he does.
He is really good at what he does.
We'll get him a year in college at least.
Have him become a plumber.
What's cool?
So Amy, explain this to me.
Yeah, what is this?
So,
Oh, okay, I know what it is.
Yeah, so there was a company, they have a DocuWare system, they do it for multiple municipalities, and they came and presented to the planning board. To start initially with the planning and the land use files downstairs, they provided a quote to start digitizing all of our files and putting them online.
It's very difficult for Megan when she has to research something to go down in that cave and try to find the information.
And
so
that information is at risk down there.
Town clerk has raised that situation, and it's not safe down there, really.
Oh, yeah, imagine the... And the turnover, everything's filed differently depending on which people were doing the filing.
They heard the muscles lift in a box. Yeah.
And we've had like three or four different people in there in the last 6 years, so...
What a job is going to be, just organizing that stuff and getting it, cataloged.
Well, that's what the 50 grand...
That's what the 50 grand is.
Who is this, though? Who is this, the 50 grand?
It's DocuWare through Toshiba.
Have we gone out for other...
We did, the planning board did go out and...
For other bids?
Yep.
And this was the best one?
Yep. Because we got very little response, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Toshiba makes the copiers, right? Isn't
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Who should buy a scanner and have a high school kid do it?
Yeah, but then you have to file it.
And then you have to monitor what they're doing.
Exactly. What they're printing on the printer.
They wouldn't do it.
And they're not watching something on the phone when they're supposed to be watching what they're printing or whatever. So if there's no other discussion on it...
I move that article to the ballot as it's been presented here.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Steph.
Sue.
Yeah, Boyd.
Brian. Sorry. You had the hand up, but I couldn't hear your hand.
It's getting late, Brian.
Okay.
What's this next one?
Well, this next one comes as a result of the legislation that just went through, and the governor's going to sign it, that says that the towns have to, if they don't want gaming and games of chance like Keno in their town, they have to pass an ordinance that prohibits it now. Now, just so you know, there's been an article on the town warrant for the last 5 years to allow Keno in this town, and it's failed miserably every year.
The last time was close.
Doesn't it bring us revenue?
No.
I don't know how that works.
It goes.
Charitable donation for education.
It goes to school and stuff.
Do it.
It's not going to lower the school.
It definitely won't lower the school's budget.
It won't.
No.
But we can.
Nothing that you'll see.
I'm not going to support this.
I don't like the idea.
Right against First Stop, who gives us.
I don't agree with that either.
Yes, they want to.
Yeah.
No,
they petitioned 2 or 3 years.
So what's the downfall? Like, what's the negative to it?
Other gaming beyond Keno, like the Nash, Revo Casino.
They think it's going to bring...
We don't have zoning for that, though, right?
What was that, Pat?
Would be like gaming facilities like the Nash or Revo Casino, the Brook. I mean, if Kowloon wants to come to Candia.
I don't.
Chinese food.
If I personally don't like it either, so I don't want to say.
I just won't do that.
I don't
want to
say no.
No, but I don't want a Revo in town.
Huh? You're not going to get one.
So is that a motion to accept that warrant article? You made.
Yeah, I'll make a motion not to.
Well, you made a motion. Okay. So we just second so we can vote.
Okay.
You second, Sue?
No, I'm not going to second that. I don't want anything to do with it.
Just for a vote?
I'll second the motion, just so that we can vote.
Okay, in favor of this warrant article?
That would prohibit gaming in this town.
The operation of gaming.
Nope, enough about it.
You know, I think.
Yeah.
Discuss it more if you want.
I just don't understand, like, what does the town even want? Like, I don't really...
It hasn't supported Keno, but it's getting closer every year.
But if we do this...
But you do this, and that creates another...
It's no, if you do this, it doesn't matter if the people want it or not. It's not coming.
It's a simple question. Shall we prohibit the operation of games of chance within the town?
So, those in favor first?
Well, I am.
You are? Okay, those opposed? Four to one, so it failed. No warrant article.
Wait, why are you...
Because I don't think gambling...
It's not really gambling.
It's a game for suckers. You just do the math.
So if they want to be a sucker with their money?
The only thing is that a casino also generates a lot of other revenue, food and drinks.
The other thing is, I think if you put this in, if somebody's selling raffle tickets or like that, you're going to have some problems.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to be a jerk about it.
Damn kids and all
that. Exactly.
All right.
A number. How do you want to number them?
I want to number them.
So
in
one
order.
Is obviously one.
Except for, I go along with Sue moving the
candy.
Where do you want CYA?
What do you think, Sue? Where do you want to put it?
I would do it after the ambulance.
Yeah, so an ambulance should go after fire.
Yeah.
All right, so on the first page, we're going right down. We're going to number the first page just the way they set.
Make article number two, like, the end.
What's
two? Or this number two, like, at the end.
Huh?
People will be really strong.
Can we just shuffle
are you
the
with me?
Warrant articles?
I'm with you on one.
On
one. The first one is one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we're going to leave the 726
I think we should
reserve.
Put that after the
I think
fire and ambulance and things that and roads and
That's because you're not in favor of the
No, it's because we need those things. It's because we need the things.
Well, we need it all, really. But.
Whatever. I'll go with whatever you guys want.
What do you want to put CYA to?
I want town office building maintenance
second?
As number one.
Yeah, second. I'd leave it at second. I'd leave the library at third.
So just slide the CYA in there, and then the rest stay the same?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Can slide in. CYA can go underneath the fire.
Yeah.
And the
I already put it in the spot.
Okay, whatever.
Which, where did you put CYA?
Are you
gonna I put CYA right under their budget.
Oh. If we had default, I don't know what default. I didn't look at that yet.
Yes,
well, that's why we got all those on the back.
So CYA is number two?
Okay.
Correct.
All right. And article on the 726 is number three?
Correct.
Number four is library.
Yeah, they go right down the line
five,
there.
Five.
Oh, no. Al, were you supposed to be presenting tonight?
Mm-hmm. He is.
He is being so patient sitting out there.
Eight.
So how about the back page? Same?
Nine.
Leave
eight,
it the way it is?
10. 11.
He's enjoying the show.
So the ambulance would be number 12 and 13? Yes. And then 14 would be...
No, wait a minute. How'd you get that?
Because it's after fire. Fire would be 11, ambulance 12 and 13, and then 14 would be the revaluation capital reserve fund.
All right, so let me see. Where is the ambulance?
You think people get tired of saying yes, at the and that's why they want to put things towards the back?
No, it's for default. That's the only reason we're moving it, or that's why I'm moving it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. 12 is... the one that we just voted on that you presented, correct? Huh?
12 would be the establishment of the capital reserve and funding it, and then 13
would be the new one
if it,
to abolish it.
Yep.
Okay. And then the reval is 14, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're going right down the line from there.
Yeah. Right?
Are we going to put the 50,000 in before the donation, the block?
Yes. The block usually comes last, doesn't it, Brian?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For what, dear?
The 50,000 before the block. So that would be 21, would be for the digitization, would be warrant article number 21. And then the block would go in.
All right, let me think. 1, CYA's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, ambulance. So 14 is the revaluation, yeah. Right?
Yep.
15, fifths. 16, town office.
Yeah.
17, 18, 19, 20. Oh, that's gone.
That's gone because it moved.
21. All right, and then 21 is going to be the 50,000?
Yes.
And then all the others on the back are all set, right?
Will be 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, and 27.
Holy moly.
Okay.
All right.
And then what, so is the games even going to?
No, we voted not to support it. Okay.
Oh,
yes. Al, what do you got for us, buddy?
What? I'm
sorry. Well, we're moving you up so we don't get hung up on this other stuff, yeah?
So soon?
It's bedtime now.
Yeah, okay.
Net metering, I bet. Yeah.
What do you got?
Oh.
It sounds like you've had a couple hundred hours of studying to do. And I left a packet for everyone for a few more hours of studying. And that is on Kearsarge Energy.
Yep.
And group net metering.
Yep.
Yep.
And the reason I'm coming up with this is because Kearsarge sent a letter to the town office saying that we can give you a credit on your power. You don't have to do anything, just sign a contract and you start getting credits. There's nothing involved in it that requires the town to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that makes no sense.
I don't know if we have Malcolm on Zoom.
He is on there.
Here. He is
here. Yep.
From Kearsarge Energy. But if he's here, we can throw questions at him.
Also, that would be
Malcolm. Malcolm, yes.
Okay.
So we unmuted him. Does he have a camera? No.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
He's here.
That's coming through, okay.
Good evening.
Oh.
All right, I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, very good.
Yes, good. But I didn't know much about group net metering, but I did call... I called the State Department of Energy, and I talked with them about group net metering, so I've learned a little bit about it. Denise Sleeper from New Hampshire Department of Energy. And group net metering is basically something that the state put into place a few years ago. And it basically permits net metering renewable energy facilities like solar and hydro to share the proceeds from surplus electricity generation with utility account holders in the
town can be a group member for this. So that's basically what group net metering is. I've also met with Malcolm and spoke with him, and he filled me in with a lot of paperwork here, a lot of which I passed along to you. There's an agreement that I studied as much as I could, but I'm not a lawyer, so I can't read all the legal terminology in here. And the basic form that goes over what group net metering is, but there's no obligation to the town, it's just signing a contract. And I also talked with another town, Henniker, that signed up and looked at the contract and has signed up with Hiasage Energy. That was Diane Kendall from Henniker. And they haven't started with the credits yet, but they will soon start getting credits. Apparently they're monthly credits that the town gets. So it seems like something that we should move ahead with. I just don't know, like I say, on the contract information. Henniker had a lawyer look over their contract, but I don't know if our attorney should be looking this over or not. I don't know. But if we have Malcolm here, I'll let Malcolm speak, and he can also answer any questions you might have. I don't know if you had a chance to read all of the information. You've been busy.
How do they make the money? Like, I don't understand. Are they... It says they will receive from the utility the surplus generation payment. Does that mean that anybody who has solar in town, they're going to use that surplus?
If it feeds into the system.
If it feeds into the system. Like, I have solar, but it doesn't feed
you don't have to have solar. This is for the town. This is for
town
power.
Oh, okay.
Just the town power. Not residential.
Yeah. So we don't have solar. We don't. How does it work?
Kiasage owns a lot of solar facilities in New Hampshire. They're based in Boston, but they have a lot of solar facilities.
So how do they benefit from this agreeing to be part of it?
What is what part?
How do they benefit from us agreeing to be part of it?
The state, apparently. Malcolm, maybe you can answer that question.
Yeah, happy to help. And Al has done a lot of study, and as you can tell, it's been great to meet with you, Al. But the state requires us to get participation, and for the projects we operate, which are 1 to 5 megawatt, our participants, the members, must be public entities. You could think of it like a tax, but it's not called a tax, but we have to direct some of the proceeds from production to public entities as required by the state in order to construct these solar farms. The one in particular, currently, that would benefit it is the one in Belmont. So Candia could benefit from the solar farm in Belmont, so there's no solar to be developed in Candia as a part of this program.
It's because the state requires them to...
So basically,
they must get funding
back
from the state.
It's a state law.
Yeah.
And
the state's not allowing you to keep all the proceeds, then. That's what, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly right. And somebody told me, they said, this sounds a lot like what happens with casino. You can operate small gambling operations, but the gambling accreditation must give proceeds to nonprofits.
Right.
Similar model. In this case, solar developer must give proceeds to public entities.
Yeah, okay. Kind of sounds like a no-brainer. But
sounds like free money, doesn't it? I mean,
I know, I just get a little leery.
Yeah,
I
just, it's free.
I'm not getting it. What's your guess?
I gotta say, it's a great win-win-win for participants. You get a check, the credits are in the form of a check. Use it for whatever you want.
general fund, we can't use it for whatever we want.
Wait for the next check to show up.
Is it Hopkinton getting paid? Do we know how much money Hopkinton has received? Or they just started?
Henniker received.
They haven't received any credit yet.
Okay.
They just started. But there's a summary in here on how much the town might receive. It depends how much power the town facilities use.
Just keep the lights on.
Yeah, and so for example, if the town used, and we at Kearsarge would be happy to review your electric bills to determine your last 12 months kilowatt hour usage. That's the input to the formula, but let's say you used 500,000 kilowatt hours in the last 12 months. You could expect $5,000 in year one, and over the course of 20 years, $125,000 over the course of 20 years.
Yeah.
So is that a percentage of your usage?
That is calculated as a percentage. Oh, those numbers were based on your last 12-month usage exactly. Yes.
Right.
That's our usage in here?
Yeah. So it almost encourages you to use more electricity.
Well, that's what we want.
Exactly.
Leave the light on. I know. Yeah.
I mean, $5,000 a year would be worth maybe having a lawyer take a look for the.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have money in that line, don't we?
Mm-hmm. And this has nothing to do with the deal with Standard Power, and it doesn't affect any of that business.
Well, they can connect with Standard Power, but no, it doesn't.
Okay, it doesn't conflict. There's no conflict in there. Okay.
No, I asked specifically about that. Good. There is no conflict, and Malcolm does know Standard Power and does work with them.
Good. All right, let's have, if everybody agrees, let's have Mike look at it. And I mean, if there's nothing in there that...
Have who look at it?
Mike, the attorney.
We should coordinate with Standard Power. They have a number of offerings, and... we'll make sure that we coordinate, like Al said, we know the folks over there, we're in contact regularly, so make sure everything gets done good.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry you had to wait so long.
Hey, it was a lot of fun.
Really? Your life is boring.
You should be on this side of
the table. All right. We all set with that?
But I think that's a good plan, is to have the attorney look at the... I went through this, but I don't understand it all. But it seems like we're just getting something for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my fear.
Yeah.
Well, it's because the state is requiring them to share it.
But it's a state law.
Yeah. Huh.
The state requires...
So they just don't want them making too much money then?
Right.
Correct. Huh. That's basically it.
All right.
Thank you for looking that over.
No, thank you, Al, for hanging out.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Al.
So, policy review for our 26 holidays?
The policy review was separate. There is no policy to review tonight, but there will be forthcoming at future meetings. So, just the holiday review for tonight.
26 proposed holidays. January 1st, 9th, 16th of February. Oh, that was nice of you to do it on my birthday. May 25th, Memorial Day. Independence Day falls on a Saturday, so Monday instead. So September 7th is Labor Day. November 11th, Veterans Day. 26th, Thanksgiving. That's on a Thursday, of course. And day after Thanksgiving, 27th.
I would give them floating holidays.
And instead of the Friday
like
after Thanksgiving?
Like it says Friday. Like July 4th falls on a Saturday.
I wouldn't do it on a Monday because it might not be in the same pay period.
Yeah, I'm saying
I would do the Thursday. Leading up to it.
I just let them choose a floating holiday.
And then the recycling center is closed on that Saturday.
Well, yeah, because Fridays were closed anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah, Monday makes sense.
Huh?
Monday? If we're closed Friday, right, and the 4th of July is on Saturday.
Yeah.
Then Thursday makes sense.
Oh, Thursday. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Why don't we just give him a floating holiday?
Because then somebody would have to be here to open the town hall.
So what if everybody else that in your family has that Monday off?
Yeah, see, the recycling typically already has it off.
No, typically typically the when it falls on a Saturday, it is the Monday.
It's got to be within the same pay period, though.
Right.
And that Monday may not be.
Oh, did you bring that list? Do you have that list? The list of the pay periods. She just sent it to us.
Thursday makes more sense.
I didn't bring it on the printer.
No,
it's okay. She sent it to us.
Yes.
I can't remember, though, what the pay period is.
Yeah, I don't remember the...
Well, it doesn't matter. It just goes down as a holiday.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference what pay period is in.
That's what I mean. And then they can choose if they want to.
But if they choose, everybody chooses. No. Everybody but one person chooses.
Well, no, the floating holiday doesn't mean everybody chooses the same day. It just means they get an extra day off whenever they choose.
Oh, whenever. It wouldn't be necessarily that Monday.
We wouldn't have to vote and decide as a collective.
That can cause confusion, too. I'd rather leave it the Saturday than you have Monday off. Because that's going to be standard out there. Mm. Everybody else is going to be having Monday off as a holiday.
Or do they want the 3rd to get up to the lake?
Well, they can stay later if they have Monday off.
The 3rd will be a Friday.
they have.
Which is why I said the Thursday would be better, because then you know it's in the same pay period. It's in the same pay week.
No, whatever they want. It doesn't matter to me. It's not that important to me.
But
whatever they want to do.
Let Amy decide.
Recycling. Oh, recycling center is going to have that
vote. Take a vote and see what they say. Why don't we just go with what they want? Wow. They decide.
Listen, if you guys decide you don't want to come to work, we'll just keep paying you.
Just
vote on it.
No,
see,
don't
we did that with COVID.
I don't like that idea.
Even though I just said it publicly.
Well, what are we doing this year? Because Christmas is on a Thursday, so you have Thursday off. Thursday, Friday off.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
You can have Thanksgiving off, too.
Thanks.
Call me Scrooge.
So what do you want to do? Is that the only one that's in contention here?
No, Christmas falls on a Friday, so that she put down Thursday, December 20th. Like, would we have Christmas Eve off instead of having Christmas off?
That makes total sense.
Then we don't have to give you a half a day. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm. they just got a half a day.
I'd rather leave that Saturday, July 4th, to Monday.
It's a Monday.
Everybody else is going to be off that Monday.
That's good.
When you say everybody else, who are you talking about?
Well, I mean, outside.
Besides you retired people.
No. Every day is Saturday for me.
You're not retired, Brian. Are you? None of us are retired.
Well, not totally.
No,
but
we're not.
Only because that's what's going to be celebrated out there. July 4th will be Monday, right?
Do you want this? This is all the pay periods.
What do you mean?
Right there.
Right?
So
I mean,
checks.
Out there, the holiday is going to be Monday.
Well, no, it'll be Saturday.
No. People, companies will be celebrating Monday off.
Companies will be closed.
They'll give Monday off.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
To be consistent.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I'll have Thursday off. The company I work for.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I would take the day before.
No, I did. The day before the holiday is.
Yeah,
the day
there's 2 days afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shall we go
when it falls on a Saturday, you mean?
Yeah. Or on if it falls on my day off, no matter what day it is.
So what do you want? Let me know.
Unless it's on a Sunday, it's a day off.
It's a holiday for boys and I all the time.
I say let them choose whatever they want.
Corporate America.
If you give them a floating holiday.
I mean, the floating holiday works too. Take it that Monday.
Yeah, some might want it Monday, some might want it.
What's it say?
America will take Friday off, but
we have Friday.
You already have Friday off.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Which would make it Thursday.
Jim Thursday.
You want Thursday?
Go ahead, Thursday.
Linda, how about you?
America will have Friday off.
I want to spend it with my family if they've got it off.
Well, that's what I mean. What day? I wonder if they have Thursday or Monday.
Well, it says here corporate America will take Friday the 3rd.
Oh, really?
Who said that?
But see, that's because they work 5 days a week. Oh. Corporate America.
So,
do you guys are already a day ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
And then there's vacation days to take Monday off.
Right.
Okay.
Take an extra long week.
Okay, yeah. I like that.
Thursday before? Is that?
I guess so. That's what everybody's saying.
Okay.
Ah. So Friday, July 3rd is a banking holiday.
Oh, well.
So corporate America and banks will be closed and post offices will be closed the 3rd. So, not Monday.
So July 2nd.
What day is the post office off?
The 3rd.
Okay, then.
Oh. All right, is there any issue with any of the others?
Post office is off Saturday.
So we are doing Christmas Eve off?
Yes.
Okay. And then,
what about May 30th? I'm going to do the 29th.
May 30th? What's May
30th? Monday's Memorial Day.
The 25th?
Memorial Day.
Monday the 25th.
All right, see, the default's higher, okay. Supposedly. But it's due to the retirement.
No, see, that's not the proposed budget.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And Labor Day is late.
It says this is the 2025.
Everybody all set with that?
There's no proposed budget in there.
Right, you have to use this to get that.
Okay. Yes, but that's not I don't the proposed hear anything
2026. No. Oh, I know.
Are we going through this budget?
Yeah, we don't know what the 2025 proposed budget is. That's just
is this the only copy we got?
Up to me.
Yes. Right. To show you how she made
default. Up to me, the answer is no.
We got
to ask for it.
Before we get into anything else, we got something here from the Conservation Commission. They drafted a letter to the governor in opposition to landfill permits and the protection of local control. So it's twofold. They drafted a letter, if you'd like to read it, and they're requesting that the board CC our support to it.
What's the gist of it?
It's landfill. Pardon? Landfill permits.
What about
and
it?
Local control.
It's a well-written letter.
Oh, okay.
Opposing expansion of
for landfills.
The landfill.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm taking everybody else's garbage.
Yeah. Well, even ours. I mean.
And for local control.
And for local control, which is. Don't take that away from us.
So where's the beginning to go?
She just wants us to basically endorse it and put our name to it, too. So it's not coming just from the conservation, but it'll be coming from the Board of Selectmen.
Sure. Yeah. I agree with that.
Is that a yay? Everybody happy with
we
that?
We could sign individually, whatever.
Okay.
We'll support it. All right. 25th celebration. Do you have anything to update us on that, Linda? Or?
I did send out a letter of letters for sponsors asking for money, donations. So I haven't gotten anything. It's only been a week and a half. So.
All right. You're on it.
I am.
Yeah, you've been doing a great job. She goes to Old Home
She's
Day.
She's our party. She's our party.
No, I know, but on her days off, she comes to Old Home the Day and the farmer's market. And
we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Everything
the
else.
Essay.
The essay contest.
It's 7th
for the
250th?
Yeah.
Oh, that's on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Is there an age limit on that?
Did you want to do anything with the budget tonight, folks?
What are you going to do about voting for it?
Yeah.
For what?
The budget.
Not
what do you mean for voting for the board? You mean voting?
Yeah. Because they want it, they want the effect, but usually by now we voted,
right?
And we haven't yet.
If you're ready, you want to make a motion to vote then?
Oh no, I'm not going on. No.
No.
No, I'm not ready. I mean, I don't want to do it tonight, but you guys want. I mean, when are we planning on doing it? And then I had a question on encumbrances being the 22nd, I think it is, December 22nd. Is that when we're doing that?
Are we meeting again on the 22nd? Yes.
I think
schedule is the 22nd, yeah.
We've got to meet one more time for the encumbrances. I don't care when it is. But.
You got 22nd?
No, but we can move it to earlier than that.
Yeah, you can move it wherever you want. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be on a scheduled Monday.
Oh, gotcha. So are we going to wait until the budget committee presents their number after Wednesday night to vote? Because we don't have the updated amount that the budget committee proposed from the last meeting. Unless you, I can get it in the minutes if you want.
No, you did some work on it, though.
But we, from the, so the board voted on it.
Right.
Last meeting.
They voted on the budget.
They voted on a decrease of like 30,000, I forget.
Yeah.
But I don't think that number was presented to the town.
Right, but you said you did some work on the budget.
For them to discuss.
They'll discuss it after the public hearing, yeah.
Yeah.
And that brought it down to what percentage, you say, five something?
Meeting minutes, Lynn Shivers, okay, here we go. See if I can get you the last number. Improving, ooh, we don't want that one. That was the school meeting.
While she's looking at that, do you like the 22nd or not?
Not really.
I don't either, it's Christmas week.
He's got baking to do.
That's right, I got a lot to do.
You should have baking too.
It doesn't.
You or your wife, wouldn't
it? It doesn't have to be on a Monday.
No.
Thank you.
Thanks for sticking around, Al.
Thank you, Al.
We appreciate it.
I don't have the, for some reason, I don't have those.
We only have another week after this week.
Right.
Next week.
Yeah, I'd rather meet next week than go into Christmas week.
I won't be here next Monday.
You want to just do 16th next Monday?
I mean, we got to be here on the 15th to sign paperwork anyways.
I will not be in town on the 15th.
That's all right.
Until like maybe 8 p.m.
Zoom.
Depending on, I'll be.
If we're still going at 8 p.m. again for a second meeting in a row.
All right, so you want to do 15th then? Show up on the 15th instead of the 22nd?
I will be here.
What time?
I like that better. Same time.
Same.
Is that okay?
6:30.
Same.
Yeah.
And the intent is just to do the budget.
Yep.
Can I ask a question?
6:30.
May I?
Another one?
Why not?
Just ask one.
You're not limited.
How much money did we make on the properties we sold?
$62,500.
Net or gross?
That was a gross. Because the buyers paid the premium.
Right.
So they. And
but after we did.
So what gets paid out to the heirs of these properties?
No.
No. Candy made $62,000.
Okay. So.
That's good.
Is that less than what the taxation would have been on those properties over that period of time? And how much of that 62 do we have to give away?
We don't give anything away. We keep it all.
That is the taxation.
Because that's the amount of unpaid property taxes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That was
my question.
There
wasn't any excess.
There was no excess.
Okay. That was my question.
And I understand it was well received. It was busy.
Oh, it was busy.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody knew about it.
We got bids for properties that you can't build on. They're too small for anything else, and they were bidding $6,000-$7,000 for properties that Candia residents were prepared to pay $2,000 for. Now, this is a crowd of people that follow this auctioneer around to do this. So there's a criminal. I'm telling you,
that's shady.
There's something shady going on here. They didn't buy it from
property. It's all for prospectus down the road.
What they did, they're parking money.
Wow.
They're finding a place to park money. And then my thought is.
Did we just sell
to Guido.
Property to China?
Guido.
I didn't want to be politically incorrect, or incorrect.
And these people
are
mysterious.
Same thing.
There's a scam going on here somehow.
Boy, you got a sense of it.
Jeez. What's that?
You got a sense of it, for heaven's sake.
All right, so we're going to work on the budget on the 15th.
Yeah, now here's my question. How come the default budget on this spreadsheet is higher than the proposed budget.
That's not proposed.
It's this year's operating.
It's this year's operating. Yeah. She just probably did that, so she showed you how she made the default.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need another.
And she was very smart because she wrote down why it increased. That was because they didn't want that.
Who's that, Tamara? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that takes care of that.
The default itself should probably go to the select board, not the. Well, I mean, more info is better.
Yep.
And so, can I get an excuse for the 15th?
Absolutely.
Thank you. We'll be driving home.
Pat, the real payday on that property we sold is if they start paying property taxes again. Okay, that's where the.
I hope there's no snow.
That's the real benefit.
We hope.
Well,
or else we'll just end up with it back.
We get it all?
I think so. Because you'll announce the dates that will be closed on the 15th. You'll let
Correct.
Them know. Okay.
Correct.
Then we're good.
Correctamundo.
Yeah. So we won't meet the 22nd?
Nope, we're going to meet the 15th instead. Because I don't
want to be
meeting that week. We're going to be too busy soon.
Comes Patrick.
Oh, you're trying to get Patrick into cooking?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, but that's.
He went last year.
That's leading up to that. That's not.
Oh, right. It takes all week to prepare.
Yeah, but the 22nd is post.
Oh, it is
oh,
post.
Yeah. That's
leftovers.
Right. Yeah, but Sue and I got work we're going
to
be
doing.
Yeah,
we got work to do.
Oh, me too.
Oh, are we?
We need a motion.
Oh, motion to adjourn.
I second that.
I'm in favor.
All in favor?
Sue.
Ryan. Thank you all for hanging out.